Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. Well, I just love it. You know, we revised our website about a year and a half ago, and I'm just loving it, and I know that a lot of you are because we get so many hits on it. Well, obviously, you're paying attention to the calendar and to the fact that I've been telling you that our guest this hour is going to be Jessica Haynes and that she's going to be taking some of your phone calls, and especially on relationship. She is an expert on relationship. So we already have you folks calling in to talk with Jessica later on during the hour. So I'm glad you're paying attention. I'm glad you're reading the calendar on the website. And let's hear what Lance has to say about our Skywatch for today. And then I promise you, I'll be right here with you and Jessica Haynes.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, June 9th. Well, the foggy start. Tricky Mercury squares dreamy Neptune at 3:40 a.m. early Wednesday morning. You'll probably need a little extra coffee to get going this morning. Be sure to double-check your briefcase before you leave the house. Astrological skies clear as the morning unfolds, as the moon sails out into the calm waters in Earth sign Taurus, and green lights are on at 7 a.m. Good news is again brewing in the Sky Watch Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Keep your lines of communication open. If your birthday is this week, June 6th through the 12th, all of these Mercury aspects this week become part of the chart of your new year. That's your solar return, Gemini. Mercury is your ruling planet, and that means you need to get your thinking cap on in the months ahead. Patience is your ally, as Mercury squares hasty Mars, which can prompt you to jump too quickly. Check out the facts and details yourself, because Mercury also squares dreamy or deceptive Neptune in this new solar return. You could get bad advice. The good news? Mercury makes two positive sextiles to Jupiter and Uranus in Aries. Use your own original ideas. Gamble on yourself in 2010, Gemini. Explore new technologies, cities, classes, and groups. Experiment. Look for good things to come in strange packages as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Well, thank you, Lance Ferguson. And speaking of our Seeing Beyond website, you can always read Lance Ferguson's Skywatch at seeingbeyond.com. Well, as I promised you, today we're talking with Jessica Haynes. Jessica has been a business and relationship consultant for the past 20 years, changing and improving people's lives to live their dreams. Jessica Haynes is the author of the highly successful book, Get What You Want Now, Money, Love, Power, and More. And she is one of today's most valued relationship consultants. Jessica, my friend, it's so good to get you back on Seeing Beyond. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
They just love you, Jessica. As I said, people are already queuing up to talk with you, and you're going to help them to see beyond when it comes to their life and especially relationship. Well, I don't know. This might be just too general a question, but as a rule of thumb, Jessica, what do you think creates a happy and lasting relationship, one like you and your husband Barry have had for many years now?
Yes, we're coming 25 years together.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely delightful, and we're still in the honeymoon stage. Yay. But I also believe that a good relationship is supposed to make you feel secure, add peace of mind, and bring a sense of happiness and purpose to your nowadays, and also knowing that you can have that in the future, and that a really good relationship offers you nurturing, solid love, and positive feedback from your partner. One of the things that I ask my clients when they're looking into their relationships and the quality of their relationship is this relationship adding to my life, or is it limiting me from becoming my best self? Am I coming from inner joy or hesitation when I express my ideas or my needs or what I want? And here's another good question to ask yourself. Do I feel like I'm with my best friend who will be there in both up and down times? Am I doing what I enjoy? Do I feel listened to? Those are very important questions to ask yourself so that you can get feedback from your inner self. Actually, one of the best ways I help my clients also to understand a good relationship is what I call the identity test. That is, are you truly being yourself? Or are you taking other people's attributes or other people outside of you to make the relationship work? I've mentioned this before, but it really hits home with individuals. It's possible that you can have a we identity, a they identity, a parent identity, a peer identity, and not have an identity. It is so important in a good relationship that you have your identity, both you and your partner, and that it blends and helps, matches, coordinates. And here's the things that you can ask yourself to know that, am I really being myself? If you are, then you're going to say yes to each one of these self questions. Am I happy? Do I feel understood? Do I feel loved? Can I nurture and feel nurtured back? Am I not bored? Do I feel secure? Do I value myself and value my partner? Do I feel listened to? Am I sensually and sexually appreciated? Do I really feel like I'm being myself? And questions that are like that. Actually, a fulfilling relationship totally lets you be you and encourages you to be you. And we'll be talking more about this in the hour on some of the different questions and techniques and tools and strategies that you can use. Exactly what I said, a fulfilling relationship lets you be you and encourages you to be you.
Well, as I said, Jessica, people are already calling in to talk with you. They want to know more about themselves. They want to know more about relationship. What would you like to do with the callers today? Would you like for them to ask you one specific question? Do you want to tell them their color? Do you want them to ask you about relationship? I'm going to let you kind of direct this.
Well, let's do all of the above.
Okay.
Of course, we'll get to what, you know, the colors, personality types are. We'll explain that and we'll get to that point. But yes, let's focus on relationships, but often relationships also can blend into career or it can blend into other different points since relationships affect all aspects of our life. But yes, and then we'll also talk about their color because we're going to see how important that is in making a relationship work, finding, holding, attracting the best person for you, and to be able to enjoy a long-lasting relationship.
Well, I can tell you right now that one of the things, I mean, there are many things that make Jessica Haynes so unique, but one of them is that she has this, what I call color scheme. She has a palette of colors, and she can help you not only to know your own color, but also to know the color of your partner or the person you're taking a look at. Maybe you're just starting to date. And it really helps you to understand that person in a kind of a shorthand way. It has been so helpful to me in the past, Jessica, when I was back in my dating days, to talk with you about various gentlemen I was being courted by. Finding out more about them than I knew after the first or second date. So we're certainly open to calls on relationships. And when we come back from our first break, we're going to be going into a little bit more detail about the colors. Now, Jessica has a fantastic offering for you Seeing Beyond listeners. Jessica, why don't you let our listeners know what kind of a generous offer you're making for them this morning and also about the book that you are including and why that is so helpful in this very confusing year of 2010.
Yes, the special is $175 for an hour and a half. Usually, with clients that I work with on a regular basis, it's $250 for an hour and a half. So that's the special for Seeing Beyond listeners only. The new book that has just come out about 2 weeks ago is Discover Your Inner Strength. Now, this is an anthology, and I have other top leading strategy relationship experts with me, which include Ken Blanchard, Stephen Covey, Brian Tracy, and others, that specifically the book is about relationships, being your best self, discovering your best self, and it is so superb, the best of the best. So this is gifted. So the full offering is $105 saving. And this is for Seen Beyond listeners only.
So you're going to get this hour and a half reading with Jessica Haynes. I've had so many of them over the years that I have known Jessica and been interviewing her here on Sing Beyond. I still have every single one of them. And the way I can do that is she records them for you so that you can listen to them over and over again. And sometimes I get more out of the reading after I hear it being replayed, and sometimes even 6 months later, a year later, or sometimes it's really fun to listen to it 10 years later and go, glad I got a heads up on that one. So Jessica, put out your phone number so people can take advantage of this very generous and special offering from you.
831-455-2585. And actually, Bonnie, you're absolutely correct. I've been working with clients, many clients, 15 years, 16 years, 18 years, even 20 years have followed with me. They've gone sometimes from one relationship to another relationship, but many have stayed in their relationships. However, they are now moving into new careers or new jobs, or they want to have relationships for their kids that are growing up. It's so interesting. I have little baby pictures of people that have been that sent to me, and now the children are 9 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, and watching. It's like my, it's almost like a family of working with individuals to help and to guide, give advice, information, and insights to have the best life possible.
And you certainly have talked with many Seeing Beyond listeners. So again, this very special offering, $175 for an hour and a half with Jessica Haynes. That is going to be life-changing for you. She will record it. She does it over the telephone, if that was what you prefer. She's also in a beautiful place in Carmel Valley, so you can see her there in person if you'd like. It's regularly $250, and she's including her brand new book, Discover Your Inner Strength. So here's that number to call, 831-455-2585. That's 831-455-2585. And Jessica, you've got a new website out there. What's that?
Yes. It's Jessica A. Haynes.com.
So that's Jessica, AHAYNES.com. But of course, all that contact information, including Jessica's number, 831-455-2585, is on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Well, I think it's a hoot. All of our lines are already lit up. We're going to be talking about the colors and relationship when we come back. And the good news is the KEHST has the latest in technology. So you folks who are queued up and holding get to hear us while you're there sitting and waiting on the telephone. So that's all very good. And by the way, KEST is now streaming us live on www.kestradio.com. So tell your friends out of our listening area. We'll be back, I promise you, seeing beyond.
You ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, BANKER.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
Is suffering a tyrant or a teacher? This is an age-old question and will be the topic for author Asha Praver at East West Bookstore on Wednesday night. There's a free cinema on Thursday night, and on Friday, popular author Hank Wesselman presents his new book, Awakening to the Spirit World, with a Saturday workshop to follow. And on Saturday night and Sunday, join Niruka, Tony Robbins' number one corporate trainer, and learn how to bring your vision to reality. Details at eastwest.com.
In the realm of maximizing one's potential, Jessica Haynes, our guest this hour, is an expert at helping individuals improve their relationships, overcome challenges, and financially thrive. Jessica continues to define the whys and the hows that make for a successful and lasting relationship. Her audience ranges from people in their 20s to... She's got a client who's 98 years old. She consults with a steady clientele both nationally and internationally, and you can connect with her at 831-455-2585, 831-455-2585. Check out her website. It's newly revised. I love it. It's jessicaahaynes.com. Jessica, it's always great to have you here with us. Give us some ideas of how can we attract a great relationship. My daughter just turned 40. She went to Vegas with her girlfriends. One of them is honestly drop dead gorgeous. I've got to give her your phone number. She's going to turn 40 in November. In fact, she's got my birthday, November 26th. She's going to be 40. She's never been married. She wants to get married. She wants to have kids. And she's got everything going for her. She's got a great career. She's got her own money. She's drop-dead gorgeous, and it's just not clicking. So I know if she were listening right now, she'd want to know, how do I attract a great relationship?
Well, absolutely. We'll get to the colors in a quick second, but here are four points that anybody can get a good relationship through if you practice it, if you become it, if it's something that you bring into your life. They're very simple. They're very easy. Let me go 1, 2, 3, 4. First,
okay.
Notice the things that matter most in your life and do them daily to attract the best people for you to you. Don't get trapped by your feelings, goals, ambitions, or fears, which sometimes can happen because we get so into our jobs or our careers or our looks or how things should be, and we don't even know we're doing it. And number three, that was number two, three, there's no substitute for being fully genuine and recognizing a genuine person that looks at life similarly as you.
Boy, that
because
is
like
so important.
Attracts likes, and genuine attracts genuine. And sometimes we think we're being genuine. We've got peer pressure or this pressure or a we identity or a they identity or doing the work identity, things like that. And we think we're doing it all so right, except we're pushing away genuine people. Mm-hmm. We think we're being genuine, but we're not, or we're getting the clues mixed up. And, of course, the last point, choose what makes you happy today and in the long run with someone who understands you. Also, adding humor and fun is like having a genie in a bottle for lasting love. And one of the points I'll close with is, yes, I do have a client who's 98 years old. Gordon, he's just an absolute delight. He lost his wife just recently at 98 and was going through grief and sadness. I'll talk about colors on this too, but he wanted love. He still wanted to have love. Actually, he doesn't look more than 70 years old. He's still very active and out there. Well, in helping him understand these different points, as well as the colors, he has a new girlfriend. She's 25 years younger than he, and he is just giddy with love. He's just happy to all expectations. He's all bouncy, and he just loves telling me about his new love, and I highly expect that they're going to get married.
And she's only 73.
She's only 73. He was joking. He was saying, well, see, her mother's birthday and my birthday are the same year.
Oh, Jessica, I love these stories. But how do the colors help you to know more about your client and their partner or their future partner? And how do they help us to know more about who we are? Because seriously, that is the theme song of Seeing Beyond. And I don't think I became who I truly am until I was well into my 40s.
The color system is very easy to use, very simple, and it's very direct. There are basically five different personality types or colors. And I believe that we are born with an innate sense of self or personality. Now, we can add these different colors. We can add personality types. Also, be talked into being somebody else or being talked into not being ourselves. I'll go through the list. Green, yellow, blue, tan, violet. These are the basic personality types that I run into on a regular basis. and you'll probably recognize yourself right off the bat, or your parent, or a friend, or a partner. Greens, as a whole, they are competitive individuals. They like high structure and setting the rules. They're very goal-oriented. And love and relationship also includes respect, respecting your partner. Now, yellows are the total opposite. These personalities are very playful, very creative, fluid in what they do, highly into nature, animals, exercising, and limiting rules. Whereas greens like structure and work, yellows do not necessarily like being in four walls and having a time clock. Blues, again, are very unique. They are the individuals that are the supporters, the nurturers. They share their feelings. They're very group-oriented. They're often the counselors, the nurturers, the caretakers, the moms. They just love to give love. As they give love, they want to receive love. Now, tans are just very, very easy to recognize. They're logical, methodical, well thought out. They're the planners. They're cautious. They're detailed-oriented, whereas greens are 1, 2, 20, 1, 2, 20, let's get it done, let's get it done. Tans are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're very detailed. So often they're the financial planners. And violet, these individuals help to make the world continue to go round. They're the visionaries. They're very cause-oriented. They like an organization to make the world a better place. They bring unity. And often they're the unsung heroes. They're out there everywhere trying to make the world a better place, but that's their passion. They follow their passion. So those are basically the personality types. Now, if you wanted to share about your experience when I met you, you were a blue into a green, and you added yellow.
Well, you know, Jessica, that's just what I was going to say, is the fact that we're not just one color, but we're predominantly one color. And the other thing is that we can add various colors. And you kept encouraging me to add yellow. You said, Bonnie, you've got this great vision. You are working on it like a green. You're very good at being a green. In fact, it was after you told my producer, Deborah Bodine, that I did have a lot of green in me that it gave me the courage to start using that green and saying, hey, you know what? I could make this into a business. I could make this successful. I could combine spirituality and personal growth and a business all in one. It was so inspiring. And you kept saying, but Bonnie, but Bonnie, but Bonnie, wake up. Hello, knock, knock. You are really a fun-loving person, and it's not all work and no play, because that's going to make you a dull girl. You got to start having some fun. And Jessica, after I started looking at your life and your life with Barry and seeing that you were traveling all over the world, having so much, so much fun with your life, with your work, with what you're doing, with your purpose in life, I went, I want a piece of that. And you said, well, then bring in more yellow. And in one of our conferences over the telephone, you told me exactly how to do that. I will say that right now, about 50% of my life, maybe even becoming 60% of my life, is yellow. I'm having more fun than ever. I'm giving myself permission for that. I'm doing just what you said. I do the things I love, and it's making such a difference in my life. So thank you, Jessica Haynes.
Well, actually, that's the point that I wanted to bring, too, is that we do have a basic core in our life. So obviously you were basically yellow, but I think you even mentioned a while back that your mom would say, don't have those lofty dreams, or yeah, watch out for this, or who do you think you can be?
How about this one, Jessica? Straighten up and fly right.
Okay. Well, here's
whatever that means.
Yeah, what does that mean? Well, we can go on and on about that, but the point is that I wanted to share with our listeners is that I really do believe, and I watch in relationships, that likes do attract likes. So yellows are drawn to yellow. So obviously your sweetie must have a lot of yellow inside of him.
Oh, yeah. He plays golf at least twice a week. He's got a sailboat. He sails all over. And he'll even say to me, Bonnie, when are we going to do something fun? We need to do something fun. We need to play hooky, is what he calls it.
So if you had not fully understood that you had this yellow inside of you, you would not have attracted him. If you were green, blue, he would not have been drawn to you. Right. So yellows need to have yellows. Greens often choose greens. Tans marry tans. Blues marry blues. Buds marry buds. It's that quality that we attract. So it's so important for us to know who are we, what's our basic core. We can add so that we can broaden ourselves. If you are a yellow, maybe you want to add green to do accounting or to buy real estate or do investments or to be more financially secure. Or maybe with your yellow, you want to marry a yellow green who has green and yellow, playful and fun. Or if you're a blue, you might want to blend some of the different personality types, but still to be your core self. So if you are a core yellow, you can be yellow. If you're a core blue, you can be loved and nurtured and valued and appreciated. Or if a tan, that your logical, practical, methodical ways are, again, valued, appreciated, understood, so that it comes across as love, pure love. And I help people understand about their colors and how to attract these different individuals so it helps you, not hindering yourself, you're helping yourself in all your conversations, in your meetings with people, and also in the day-to-day relationship.
And Jessica, the thing that is so important for me in all this is that because we're raised by parents who have their own color combinations and their own belief systems and their own ideals, oftentimes we take on those. We turn ourselves into a pretzel, so to speak. And then it's not just the parents, it's the school system, it's the community, it's siblings. We become oftentimes contorted, not our true selves. And sometimes it's really hard to see beyond. It's hard to see who we truly, truly are. And that's why to have somebody like yourself who cuts through that veneer, which sometimes can be a pretty darn thick, foggy one, is able to help us to see. And that's why when you told Deborah, hey, Bonnie's a green, and Deborah told me that, and I got it in every cell in my body, I started making money because I not only believed you, but it woke something up in me that had been hibernating. So thank you, Jessica. Now, Jessica's got a very special offering for you. And when we come back, my special offering for you is that we're going to be taking some of your phone calls. I mean, we've had two women holding here for the entire half an hour that we've been on the air. So they want to talk to you, Jessica. Jessica's Seeing Beyond special is that for an hour and a half with her, and if you can possibly make it to Carmel, I would so highly suggest it. Take the day off. Here's my yellow. Take the day off and spend an hour and a half with Jessica Haynes and then go hiking or play golf or go to the beach or go have a massage and a wonderful lunch out. I could tell you a million things. How about a mani-pedi? There's just so much you could do there. Anyway, $175. You can see her in Carmel Valley in person, but she's also happy to talk with you over the phone. She's got clientele all over the nation, for heaven's sakes. And she's doing that special 90-minute reading for you for $175. That is regularly $250. And then as her special gift to you, Sing Beyond listeners, she's including that she's going to send you a copy of her book, Discover Your Inner Strength. And that's got co-authors Stephen Covey, Brian Tracy, Ken Blanchard, as well as other leading relationship experts. So this offering is $105 saving, an opportunity for Sing Beyond listeners only. Here's your number, 831-455-2585, 831-455-2585. Go to Jessica A. Haynes to find out more about Jessica and her work. Okay, it's your turn when we come back, as we will be taking your calls and seeing beyond.
Are you ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration? Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Through highly effective coaching techniques, our guest this hour, Jessica Haynes, has a lot of ways that she works with you. She gives time-tested advice, effective coaching techniques, and intuitive talent. She helps people get what they want sooner rather than later. She helps you turn challenges into opportunities, have the best relationship possible, and create excellent communication. So who wouldn't want that? And by the way, if you've missed any of this program, or you've got a friend who just absolutely has to hear it, like my daughter's a friend, I'm going to be telling her about it. It's going to be replaying right here on KEST AM 1450, Seeing Beyond, Monday, 9 to 10 a.m. Welcome back, Jessica. Are you ready to take a couple of calls?
Yes, I am.
These ladies have been waiting patiently for you. This is Linda. Her, let's see, her birth date is, she's an Aries. Her birth date is April 6th, 1954, and she lives in San Rafael. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Hi, Jess. Hello. This is wonderful to talk with you. Yeah, Jessica's helped me a number of places in my journey to find Mr. Right.
Okay.
And which has been helpful in the past. So I just wanted to thank you for recognizing my patterns and the gentleman's patterns and then how they will play out in the future. And my patterns tend to be, I have a fear of commitment, so I always find a relationship. You can put me in a room of 100 men and I'll find the one that's more afraid of commitment than me. And so I want to thank you for helping me to notice that and to work toward changing that. And can I ask a question today?
Yes.
My question would be, we talked last and you said that I'd gotten it down to two men. When do you see, with working on the patterns we've talked about, that I have the possibility of the hope of being in a solid relationship that we could last and do all the things you said, live my dreams and do all those great things?
Well, do you want to give me the names of the gentlemen and we can perhaps move in a direction so of why they might be the person for you?
Okay, one's Larry.
Okay.
The golfer.
And the other gentleman?
See, the other one I'd like to know about would be John.
Okay. Well, based on what you've been saying, Linda, as far as what your goals are in having a lasting relationship, of course, it's being very honest with them, where you are in your life, the different steps that you are taking at, you know, the different goals as far as what a relationship means to you. So, again, we'll go back to being genuine and honest and to the point so that they get to know you, the ups and downs that you've had, and what are their ups and downs. Actually, I think that we were chatting a little bit, a couple of weeks ago, and I think I remember Larry's name. He seemed like an excellent choice. Somebody that was responding to you in a very positive, honest, and also interested way. So based on what you've been saying, Larry looks like an individual who can go for the long haul in a relationship. If you have a situation which commitments and fear of commitment, the goal now is to find individuals who think long-term and want to be in a long-term relationship, and they see that you're good at that too. One thing we'll be talking about a little bit later in the show is safety, value, and power. It's feeling safe in a relationship, feeling valuable in a relationship, and feeling powerful. If you don't feel safe, it's very hard to give love. If you don't feel valuable, it's very hard to receive love. If you don't feel powerful, it's very hard to move forward in a relationship. And being able to feel safe, valuable, and powerful, that's when you are able to really have a fully committed relationship. But based on just what you've been saying, and if I put a little intuitive bent on it, I would like Larry for you.
Well, Linda, what a good suggestion. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's go to Angela. She's also been waiting a long time. She's in Marin County. Her birthday is June 16th, 1952. So happy almost birthday, Angela.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. What's your question for Jessica?
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
It's been so many years ago I had the pleasure of meeting you at a conference in, I believe it was either San Jose or San Francisco.
She's as beautiful as I say she is, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She's and very delightful, very delightful. And I was impressed with what I saw back then, and then more delighted when I heard that she was going to be on your broadcast this morning. So I'm at a crossroads. I've been in a long-term relationship and would like to move forward with this relationship, or if that isn't a possibility, then what do you see on the forefront as far as meeting the individual that I will end up marrying?
Well, how long have you been in this relationship?
Pardon me?
How long have you been in this relationship? Long-term?
About
some
7
people,
years.
2 years, and some people, I'm sorry, what?
She said 7 years, Aunt.
7 years.
Jessica.
Okay, well, yeah, that is a long-term relationship. It's very possible that you can make this relationship work. Also, some of the goals that you might want to think about, if you've been together for 7 years, to make it work, then with your sweetie, what are the 9-year goals, the 10-year goals, the 15-year goals, and the 20-year goals? If you're living day to day, month to month, it's very difficult to make a relationship move into the marriage corner, because you're moving day to day. A relationship is about what our interests are, what we're moving together for, and getting excited about the future. So how often do you talk about what you're doing in the future together, seeing it, visualizing it, enjoying it, pulling together? How often do you do that?
Are you asking me a question?
Yes.
Oh, pardon me. Actually, that's a good point. I think that was something that was a general practice that we did probably up until about a year and a half ago. And life happens, and so you end up going down different paths. So trying to reconnect and, you know, fulfill that connection again, I guess, is what I'm looking for. And it does make perfect sense to me that you do have to have not only goals and careers, but you also have to have goals in your relationships as well.
It feels like you're also, if it's in an intuitive sense, that you're having some sensually, or maybe it's just been a little bit old hat. Can you bring that back into the relationship? Is that something you're dealing with?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, then that is one of the hardest things to pull back in when you're there. But if you know that you can have the long haul, and the person matches your goals, and you can have those dreams, and that person knows beyond a shadow of a doubt, again, safety, value, and power, I'll bring that up again. If you feel safe, then it's so easy then to give love. If you feel valued, it's so easy to receive love. If you feel powerful, then it's so easy to continue to move forward in the relationship. If your safety, value, and power issues, not feeling safe, feeling a bit less valued, or feeling a bit powerless, it's difficult to move forward in a relationship. So you might want to look at safety, value, and power. Is this the guy that you want to be with? And a lot of times it's up to the woman, if she's in that situation, do I really love this person? And do I want to be with this person and put that extra effort out there to make the relationship work? If it cannot move forward, if you've hit a wall, then you deserve for yourself to know who you are, the colors that you are, the things that are most important to you, and watch how the universe can bring that special person into your life to have a most truly loving and lasting relationship. The future's not set for you. You are in charge. But I know that you are going to choose what's most important to you and communicate your feelings to be heard and listened to. Actually, I'll make it really short. One of my dear clients that she would say to him, I don't feel heard. I don't feel listened. I don't feel heard. I don't feel listened. It took a while that he finally did hear, and the relationship worked out perfectly. another woman, I don't feel heard. I don't feel listened. And that relationship fell apart because he did not hear. He did not hear. He just couldn't hear. And after, I think it was like 10 or 12 years of just trying to move it forward, she finally said, I'm ready to move forward. But being herself, following in her dreams and her goals, the tips that we've been talking about, we have more coming up. The moment she said, I know that I'm precious, I'm valuable, I'm sensual, I'm single. There's a saying, it's kind of a fun joke. I think, therefore I'm single now. she did pull in a fantastic relationship. So basically, it's up to you.
All right, Angela, thank you so much for calling in. Well, we may have time to take one more of your calls during this hour, so our number is 415-543-8255. Of course, Jessica and I have a lot to talk about also, 415-543-8255. A few minutes before we need to go to our next break, Jessica, you talked about a gentleman whose wife died when he was much older. He's 98 now, and how he's found a new relationship. But there's all ways that we break up with relationships. I mean, could be a divorce, could be a death, of course. Whichever one of those happens, how do you help your clients to recover from something like that kind of a serious breakup of a relationship?
Well, I believe that asking yourself questions is one of the best ways to understand where we're going. And so here's some different questions that I suggest for individuals to consider. When you are going through a breakup or a divorce or perhaps the death of a loved one, your thoughts can help you or that it can hinder you. So some of the questions you might want to look at are, how are my thoughts affecting my life right now? Are you going into fear or panic or anger? Or also, are you going into rejuvenation or a sense of inner peace or looking for new ways to express yourself? And how are my decisions influencing my life and my future and meeting new people? The power of our thoughts, we can pull people into our life. We can pull one of the things I find fascinating, one of my clients, that she had been through a breakup of a relationship, and she had a P.O. box in Carmel. So she would go to the mailbox virtually every single day and get her mail. There's a gentleman that had a P.O. box near hers, very close by, but in 10 years, they never saw each other. When she felt available and actually became her personality type, she added yellow and also some green to her personality because she'd been very blue, raised very blue. They ran into each other in the mailbox, talking with each other, but they never noticed each other before. Now, that synchronicity of the decisions of saying hi, hello, but also your thoughts that are affecting you. And are your attitudes complementing your life? Are your attitudes complicating your life? Is it feeling safe to start over? These are different things that you can look at. You're coming from faith. You're coming from inner fear. As you believe in yourself, as you truly understand that, imagine getting what you want in a relationship. It's not that difficult. You can pull this to you. Then relationships come to you.
And the other thing, Jessica, that I think is so important, and you talked a little bit about that with this woman in the post office, is that it's so difficult oftentimes for us to really see who we are because of the way that we've been raised, because of our background, just maybe even just because we have to have a certain maturity level before that becomes available to us. So having somebody like yourself be a catalyst to our waking up to who we truly are made such a difference in my own life. And I know, Seeing Beyond listeners, it will make a difference in your life too. And that's what Jessica will help you with your hour and a half session with her, which she can do in person in Carmel Valley or over the telephone. So whether it's an issue of career path, purpose in life, a relationship you're already in, a relationship you're desiring, any of those things, all of those things, you need to know who you are, who you really and truly basically are. And that's when you attract somebody who is right for the real you. So again, Jessica Haynes, very special offering, and this is good for Sing Beyond listeners only, is it's $105 savings. She's offering you an hour and a half in person or over the telephone. In either case, the entire session will be recorded. She's offering that and also gifting you a copy of her brand new book, Discover Your Inner Strength, with Stephen Covey, Brian Tracy, and Ken Blanchard, as well as other leading relationship experts. That's $105 savings. Here's her number, 831-455-2585. Jessica will be available right after the program to talk with you, to make your appointments, 831-455-2585. Find out more about Jessica at her website, which is her name, Jessica A. Haynes, HAYNES.com. We've got more, including your phone calls, as we continue to see beyond.
You ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration? Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, BANKER.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
Whether Jessica Haynes is talking about how to find enduring love or how to get the career of your dream, an important point stands out. She motivates you. She gives you clarity and inner strength. Jessica connects you with your most valuable resource, you, that powerful part of you designed to prosper and thrive. And by the way, I've read Jessica's recently released books, two of them, GPS for Success and Discover Your Inner Strength. That second one, Discover Your Inner Strength, is part of her very special offering for you Sing Beyond listeners. Both of these books are winners. Her message is supported by, as I said earlier, Stephen Covey. He's the author of Seven Habits for Highly Effective People. John Gray, of course, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. Ken Blanchard, the 1 Minute Manager. So Jessica and those guys are in great company with each other, and you can have a copy of that book, Discover Your Inner Strength, free of charge when you get that hour and a half session with Jessica. And again, her number, 831-455-2585, 831-455-2585. Well, I said I'd like to squeeze one more caller in. This is Denise. She's in San Francisco. Her birthday is coming up, too. It is July 19th, and the year is 57. Hi, Denise.
Hi there.
Hi there. What's your question for Jessica?
Well, it has to do with a relationship.
Well, interesting. Okay, very synchronistic.
At a crossroads, we've been in this relationship for about 3 years now, and sort of decided maybe it was time to end it, but I guess he wants to move forward. That would mean a move for me, and I'm unsure, you know, if this is the right course for me right now. Maybe we should just be friends, but the romantic part of the relationship should be over, or am I missing something? And so that's what I'm wondering about.
It's an excellent question. What I would suggest is that to do A or B might be a little bit too soon. Okay. Is it okay to have the person's first name just so it makes it more personable for...
Yes, business? Mark.
I'm sorry, what?
Mark.
Mark, okay. I believe Mark has some... growth to learn as far as the relationship, and also you have some clarity to give Mark as far as what you want in a relationship and how you want it to move forward. So therefore, I wouldn't completely break it off because Mark can learn. He can. He can figure out what a good relationship is. It might take a while longer. It's possible that if you want to, I wouldn't say a full separation and let's not see each other or let's go into the friend zone because men often have a difficult time when you push them into the friend zone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is perhaps a situation in which it would be with consulting or a little bit of counseling or a little bit of talking back and forth with each other. What are our goals? Can Mark become a person that would be your dream individual? The possibility is highly yes. Let me ask you, two different questions. Mm-hmm. What are the things you like most about Mark? What are the things that are difficult with him? Just out of curiosity.
What are the things I like best?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes,
he's willing to try new things. He has kind of a useful attitude. Open in some ways. In other ways, though, there's kind of a negative side to it. You know, kind of always seeing the downside and kind of a, oh, that won't happen. Woe is me. You know, if the worst is going to happen, it's going to happen. But I think feeling very lucky in the relationship, but not really, I guess I don't feel that sometimes he has an appreciation for it, but he thinks he should.
Well, then perhaps you want to talk about the SVP system, safety, value, and power. That's a little bit logical, practical.
Mm-hmm.
But to understand your safety issues, your value issues, your power issues, so he can understand where you're really coming from, what you really like. Because I see that Mark really wants to understand you. He just can't always hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can speak his language, Mark feels like he has a little bit of yellow inside of him. So you have a little bit of yellow inside of you, but Mark might have a little bit of tan also. So tan and yellows are so completely different as far as personality types. Can this possibly work? The answer is yes. Rather than walk away, the answer is yes.
Hmm.
I would put a little effort into the relationship, and the effort's the wrong, oh gosh, too hard of a word, because yellows like to go play and enjoy.
And the outcome would be good for me, too. I mean,
but
I guess that's what I'm concerned. Is it all about?
I believe you want a safe, secure, logical, practical relationship in which you're taken care of, not to go out and be the breadwinner or have to go out there and help other people or have to be the person who is the competitive individual. Mark will do that for you. He will do that for you. The better your communication, the more he will step forward. You have a good guy here. You got a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's the communication level, the things you have in common, the goals we're talking about, the SVP, safety, value, power. Share that with him. Talk with him. He'll come around. He does not want to lose you.
Mm-hmm.
He will work hard to keep you.
I guess what makes it hard, there are a couple of other men in my life that have sort of been there in the background, and, you know, they're kind of saying the same thing, and it's like...
Well, lucky you. but if you want to talk later about the other
deciding,
different gentlemen,
huh?
we can go
so,
over
so
there.
So, Denise, let me tell you that I can say from experience when I was back, what I called myself the girl bachelorette in San Francisco some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very fun time in my life, by the way. You know, I would have conversations with Jessica over the telephone. They would be readings. She would record them. I still have them. And what was so helpful for me was, first of all, as I've said so many times when Jessica's a guest on the program, knowing that the most important thing is to know your colors, know who you are, then to find out what each of these guys' colors are and really talk with Jessica. I had a friend who was a therapist, and he said, you know, it's very interesting how the people who come in to see you usually don't bring up the big issue until the last 5 minutes of the session. And it's kind of interesting how you threw that little hooker in there, that there are some other guys here that are also blinking their lights. So I think this is definitely a time for you to call Jessica and have a longer session with her, because there's no way we can accommodate this kind of thing in a little 5 minute session here. So her number is 831-455-2585, 831-455-2585. Gosh, Jessica, we literally have two, maybe 3 minutes for this, and it's so important. I can't just let you go without talking about this. You know, I don't care what color you have, there are the positive and the negative aspects of it. So how do you help your clients to stop negative patterns that are getting in their way in their career and in their relationships?
Again, it's communication, 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 communication. As well as what we're talking about, of course, just recently with Denise, the negative patterns often is that either we don't believe in ourselves, we're not, we have 2 minutes here, but many people imagine that getting a great relationship is something that they want, but they don't always put the time or the effort or the self-work into committing to asking the questions, to figuring out who. When you do that, when you look at yourself, the negative, if you have enough of a why for a relationship to work, that the why in common, why in speaking together, the why in what you enjoy together, the why, you can get through virtually any problem, any difficulty. The why and the how takes care of itself. Again, it's communication, having something in common, something that you enjoy together, that your colors match, that you look at the long haul for a relationship. And men and women aren't that, they are different, but they're not that different. When you find your partner who really believes in you, oh my gosh, sometimes my husband and I say, well, I'm stuck with you for the rest of my life. I'm stuck with you. We're just, you're just, even ups and downs and highs and lows. I guess we're stuck together because there's so much in common.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The good is so good. Well, Jessica, it's always so great to have you here on the program. And again, for those of you who want to rehear this show, or maybe you missed part of it, or you've got a significant other who would definitely benefit by hearing it, it's going to be replayed here on Seeing Beyond the 9 to 10 hour next Monday. So be sure and listen to that. And Jessica, again, has a wonderful offering for you, Seeing Beyond listeners. It's $105 savings. She can see you in person in Carmel Valley for an hour and a half session. And believe me, with Jessica, you're going to need that kind of time, because she's going to be talking about your colors, the colors of significant people in your life. Let's say you're having a problem with your boss, for example. Lots of people are having career issues right now. When you find out that your boss is a tan and you're a yellow, you're going to get a lot of understanding about not only what's going on there and how this is like oil and water, but what you can do to help the situation. And that's whether you're talking about a work relationship or a personal relationship, or relationship with your kids. I'm telling you, it works. I've done it myself. So it does take 90 minutes for that first session. It is recorded, which is so important. $175 for the person out there, but for you Seeing Beyond listeners, reduced. And that is regularly $250, but reduced for you Seeing Beyond listeners to $175. And as a very special gift, really to kind of help you along this path to knowing more about who you are, Jessica is going to be gifting you her brand new book, Discover Your Inner Strength, which is co-authored with Stephen Covey, Brian Tracy, Ken Blanchard, and others. So it's $105 savings. And here's the number, 831-455-2585. 831-455-2585. Jessica's got a brand newly revised website. You're going to love it. It's Jessica A. Haynes, HAYNES.com. Jessica, it's always so great, my love, to have you here on the program. Thank you for joining us this beautiful day. And thank you for being such a help to me and our Seeing Beyond listeners.
Always.
Thank you. Well, I'm Bonnie Colleen. And you? Well, you are Seeing Beyond.